This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Environmental issues hit close to home with many British Columbians. Tankers and pipelines are a key concern in the upcoming provincial election, yet many of the parties have not expressed explicit opposition to them. The Wilderness Committee says the NDP has produced an environmental policy which stands above all the others, and while far from perfect, it does offer hope on some of these key issues. Joe Foy is the national campaign organizer for the Wilderness Committee, and he joins us now to discuss some of the highs and lows of their proposed policy. Hello, Joe.
Well, hello.
Now, would that be accurate, what I said in my introduction there, that that's what you think of the NDP policy?
Well, the Wilderness Committee takes care not to compare party policies, but to look at how policies rack up against a lot of the things that our organization has been working on and a lot of the things I think British Columbians would like to see come to pass.
Okay, so let's start with the pipelines. What does the platform say about the pipelines?
Well, certainly the NDP's platform opposes the Enbridge pipeline quite clearly and says that if elected, they'll bring in a made-in-BC environmental process to look at that. We think that's a really good development. We were also really happy to hear more recently Mr. Dix's opposition to the Kinder Morgan pipeline, which would bring a whole bunch of oil tankers into the Salish Sea and into Burrard Inlet. I think the opposition to the pipelines is probably the most popular environmental stand that the party has taken.
Now, another area of threat, kind of along those same fossil fuel lines, is offshore drilling. What do they say about that?
Well, they say that they would maintain the ban on offshore drilling and exploration, and of course that's another deeply held value, I would say, of British Columbians cutting across many points of view, many political points of view, and urban and rural. So I think that's a very good move and a very popular move.
So far, those two things are things that they are saying they're I guess reacting to threats to the environment. But on the other side of things, what are they doing that is actually positively increasing environmental protection or protecting areas, for example? What are they saying about that?
Of course, when it comes to protecting the environment, it is all about reacting to threats. So one area that our organization, many organizations and people around the province have been pushing for is a provincial endangered species legislation that citizens can actually take the government to court when they think that the law hasn't been followed. And that has that is also being promised. And in our view, that's going to have a tremendous positive effect on the health of BC ecosystems. The platform also promises to begin to restore funding to BC's provincial park system. We think that's really important, especially to our future generations, because this funding can get park rangers back in the park. Park interpretive programs and educational programs, looking after things like picnic tables and outhouses, all designed to get our kids and families back into the parks, and I think that's a really good development as well.
Do they have any solid numbers attached to that? Because they're also increasing welfare rates, but by $20. So do they have any numbers on the parks?
They do have numbers on the parks, and the numbers are quite low. So it's a slow climb out of the deep cuts that we've suffered over the last the last decade. The numbers that the party is talking about putting back in our parks are nowhere near what we say that will be required to adequately fund the park.
What about the whole area of environmental assessment and finding out, I guess, that the danger, assessing the dangers to the environment of projects or of cuts that have happened? What about that?
Well, they're saying that their party platform is to improve, which wouldn't be hard to do, BC's gutted, I would say, environmental assessment process. It was really quite shameful when the Prosperity Mine proposal at Fish Lake on the Chilcotin Plateau was given the okay by BC's current environmental review process, but was turned down by the federal process with the minister at the time in 2010 saying it was one of the most damning reports he'd ever seen. It made people question what had happened to BC's environmental assessment process, where it could be saying a mine project was great, only had to have the federal government saying it was one of the worst. So the promise is to restore BC's environmental assessment process to an honorable place where citizens can actually be heard, and especially First Nations communities, and where the facts can be properly weighed.
Now, last week on our show, we talked with the director, Twyla Roskovich, about her film, her wonderful film, Salmon Confidential, which details the threats to BC's wild salmon from fish farms. What has the NDP platform say about fish farms?
Well, we say that the platform falls short on fish farms. What the platform says is that the NDP would instate the Cohen Commission's recommendations to protect wild salmon, and there are some recommendations in there about salmon farms. They have to do with moving or closing down temporarily some open net salmon farms that are in the area of migrating sockeye. We think that these recommendations are helpful, but clearly we think that what the wild salmon stocks need is an end to salmon farming in our oceans, and that we should follow places like Alaska and just not allow the practice.
Now, another area of great importance to British Columbians, and I think the opposition to the pipelines is in part motivated by this, is the concern for the wildlife, and particularly the large species that we have here in BC. How does a platform look on that, on protecting those?
We certainly give huge credit to the institution, to bringing in a provincial endangered species legislation. We are distressed that there's no mention of banning the grizzly bear sport hunt, the hunt for fun, the killing for fun of grizzly bears. We think that's a barbaric practice. We think, given the stressed condition of the grizzly bear population, both here in the province and everywhere they exist, that this is an archaic blood sport that has no place in modern BC, and we're saddened that it's not part of the platform.
When did the grizzly bear hunt come back in? Because it wasn't always allowed.
Well, what happened was that in the final days of the NDP regime, in fact, the grizzly bear hunt was banned, but when we got the current Liberal regime in, it was reinstated, and we say that was a sad thing to have happen, because it means that several hundred bears are killed every year for fun. You know, other places have had these kind of things. There was once a tiger hunt and, you know, all sorts of things. Nobody eats grizzly bears. They just shoot them for fun, and we think it was really sad that it was brought back in, and we will never give up the vision of having it closed down and closed down now. And, you know, every poll of British Columbians has shown that the majority of British Columbians want to see this hunt ended. So,
well, it's curious, because if the NDP had brought it in before, I mean, you can sort of understand the pressures, not agree with, but understand the economic pressures of the salmon farming industry, which is huge. But the grizzly bear hunt is a kind of a mystery why they would continue to support that.
Well, you know, as with everything, there's going to be somebody who thinks it's a good idea. But I say that that we elect governments to stand on their values, and I just don't think it's a value to be shooting these things for fun.
So in terms of the disappointing areas, we've talked about the salmon farming, not really as much as you would hope for. We talked about the grizzly bear hunt. Is there anything else?
Well, yeah, there's some really neat things. I mean, a lot of neat things, actually. The carbon tax, under the current system, the carbon tax is a so-called neutral tax, so it gets recycled back to the industries that produce the carbon. Under the NDP, what they would do is take the carbon tax and use it to do good in fighting climate change. So helping schools retrofit their buildings so they don't need as much heat, schools and hospitals, putting money into transit so that we can afford to take transit and so that there's a bus there when we need it. I think that's an excellent proposal, an excellent environmental and economic proposal. It just helps people go ahead and do their business and takes a little bit of the load off of them. I think that's a great thing. The government's going to have a close look at the issues around private hydropower, which is a tremendous economic drain on the people of BC. We're now on the hook for over $50 billion to these private power producers for very expensive energy that we can't use. I think that having a re-look at these contracts could really, really be helpful, both in environment, a lot of fish are killed by these things, and in our pocketbook. So I think that's a tremendous move forward there.
Well, if the NDP do get elected on March 14th, we'll have to check in with you again in a few months and see how it all panned out.
Well, you betcha, and probably what you'll find is it will be battling away on the bad things, but we should take time to rejoice on the move ahead that we get on a number of fronts.
Right. I agree with you there. Thanks so much, Joe.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Joe Foy of the Wilderness Committee.
This podcast was produced by the Red Eye Collective in Vancouver, BC. If you live in the Vancouver area and are interested in creating alternative radio with us, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us at redeye@coopradio.org.